Now we're talking to Salisbury boys basketball coach Kenny Wyatt. And coach, your first Dream Team nominee is a junior, Jackson King. Can you tell us a little bit about him?
Yeah, Jackson is a two-year starter, and he played quite a bit as our sixth man his freshman year. He averaged 19 points a game this season, and he went over the 1,000-point mark as a junior, which is only the second player I've had do that as a junior here at Salisbury. And he's a three-sport athlete, plays football in the fall and basketball, and a pretty good baseball player in the spring.
Talk about the kid he is away from the court, away from the field. What kind of person is he in the locker room and in the classroom?
Well, he's one of our leaders, and he's a really good student. He makes the honor row every time, and just the kind of kid that you want to have on your program.
All right, now your next nominee is a sophomore, Grant Beer. I know he's a very good quarterback. How does he play on the basketball court?
Yeah, Grant's a two-year starter for us. He started for us last year every game except our first game when we had a kid get injured. He stepped in and took over the starting role the rest of the time as a freshman and started for us as a sophomore. He averaged 14 points a game for us. We're really, really consistent player. I think of our 26 ball games, he only had four. They didn't score double digits, so 22 games in double figures and led the team in rebounding. And like you said, he's a quarterback on the football team and the first baseman on the baseball team, so he's also a three-sport athlete.
And talk about his leadership role with the team.
With that sophomore group, he's one of the leaders of that group. And he's also a really good student. And him and Grant, you know, we kind of look at as our – they were kind of our two main guys offensively. And really, he's our – he was also only our only big guy, really, the only kid we had really over 6 foot. So just a real good kid off the court and really works hard. He spends a lot of time on his own working, trying to get better on all his sports.
It's got to be pretty encouraging knowing you'll have both these young men back next year.
Yeah, you know, we only had one senior on the team, and we only had one junior on the team. The junior, of course, was Jackson. So the bulk of our team is back, and our eighth grade junior high team, they finished undefeated. So, you know, we finished 15-11 this year after coming off an 8-16 season last year. So we kind of feel like we're headed back in the right direction with the number of kids we got back and the success that our junior high team had.